At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, Judah. You waking up? Did he just have his nap?
Please tell me you already recorded.
We're in the middle of recording.
We're in the middle of recording right this very second. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I like that. Welcome back to the only podcast in Brooklyn, Marty and Dean. Marty?
Dean.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. How was your week?
Well, good. No, but we have to tell everyone, we rotated.
We rotated. We switched sides. Look at the new stuff.
We rotated 90 degrees.
We rotated 90 degrees.
But we're not outside. Oh, that's right. We don't have that tape.
That tape doesn't exist.
Exactly.
We're not outside. We're in the same room, but it's different.
We're 90 degrees. Dean wanted to put comic books on the wall, and I said... No.
I'm pulling for comic books on the wall. If you want comic books on the wall, please get in the comments. Get in the comments and say, we want comic books on the wall.
You know, we've gotten like 1,000 viewers so far. So if 500 say comic books, we got comic books.
We're doing pretty good. I mean, look, we just broke 10,000 views on YouTube. Thank you very much.
We did?
Yeah, 10,000 views. Doing pretty good.
You're including the shorts.
Yes, I'm including the YouTube shorts. We get like 14 views on the full episode. And I love those. I love you guys. Every single one of these views is important.
In fact, you 14 people, tell us who you are. We'll take you out to dinner.
Yeah. Go to the comments. Say where you want to go to dinner. $20 maximum, and we're not ordering drinks.
That's fine. So maybe we should just make shorts. People seem to like those.
I like doing the shorts. The shorts are good. But maybe we should we like try to do like some clickbaity short things right now so we can edit them up into... Little Instagram reels and YouTube shorts.
We could do that.
We got to say like controversial things, and then you'll edit and be like, "Whoa, that's great!" Like the Joe Rogan clips.
No, I've never seen a Joe Rogan clip.
You've never seen a Joe Rogan clip?
No.
God, your algorithm must be beautiful. So, what does social media look like for you? What do you go on? Are you Facebook? Do you do Facebook?
No.
MySpace? No. What do you do? What do you do? Tell me what a day on the internet for Marty looks like.
I watch Netflix.
Netflix. And what are you watching? I know you watch Riverdale.
I watched like 2 episodes of Riverdale.
Okay. What else are you watching?
Well, I'm watching something now. I forget what it is. It's not remember. You know, it's I was watching K-drama stuff.
Did you watch K-pop Demon Hunters?
That sounds dangerous.
It's like a Korean K-pop.
I know it's obviously Korean and K-pop. I know that.
Okay, all right.
I'm not stupid.
I'm not calling you stupid.
You're just calling me old.
And I'm not calling you old. Oh my God. I'm in a good mood today.
I know. I'm shocking.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I exercised.
I know.
I changed shirts right before we started recording, so this one's not sweaty.
It's smelly. That's not smelly, I'll tell you that much.
All right, well. You don't got to take me down a peg just because I'm feeling good.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm feeling good.
All right.
So you watch Netflix.
Yes.
You've watched Korean dramas. You watch Riverdale.
Yeah.
What's a show you and I should watch like at the same time? We should pick a TV show and we should each watch an episode every week.
And we can each film each other at the same time while we're watching it.
Yeah, well, then we can at least like, this is what I thought of the episode, right? And then we can like have a review. We can have stuff to talk about on the only podcast.
No, we're not going to do that.
No. Let's do a review podcast.
No. Okay. So,
Have you ever seen MASH? This is not a dig. I'm genuinely asking.
I mean, in general?
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you like it?
It was a political, it was like the thing to watch.
It was like a political show.
It's except it lasted like 10 times longer than the actual war.
It was the Korean War?
Yeah.
But didn't it come out during the Vietnam War?
Yeah.
So it was like...
Well, actually, it was after the Vietnam War.
After the Vietnam War. Okay.
I don't know the exact dates, but Alan Alda is still around.
Alan Alda, he's the best. Double A. The Battery. That's what they call him.
No, they don't.
They call Alan Alda Double A, the Battery.
Who are they?
They, them, the cool people, the cool kids.
They. I had a friend who used to say they, and I used to question to the point where, who exactly are we talking about? It turned out to be no one at all.
That is, I mean, that's a unfortunate thing that our terrible president does. He's just like, you know it, they know it, everybody knows it. I don't do it. Let me see if I can do a good Trump. Can you do a Trump?
I'm going to get nauseous. No.
Okay, all right, we won't do it. All right.
We're not doing Trump.
So what are some other shows that are like good shows?
There are good shows?
Yeah, okay, so you watch Netflix on the internet.
I'm trying to remember what I watched.
What else do you do on the internet? I know you look at New York Times articles.
Yeah, I do that.
I got the New York Times paper edition today, by the way.
They still have that?
Yeah, I get it every Sunday.
I know, you probably want to put it on my wall.
I do, yeah. I would like to put something on the wall.
I know, we just moved, we put the bricks on the walls.
Get in the comments, what should we put on the wall?
Okay. If anyone answers that question,
we'll do it.
We'll consider it.
If you write a comment, we will put it on the wall.
We will consider it.
Well, you know what we should do? Write in the comments and then print all the comments and put the comments on the wall.
I guess we could do that.
We could do that.
We could do that.
We can do whatever we want.
But it's my wall.
Sure.
And yeah. It's nicely painted. And it doesn't have any marks on it.
That's true. It is nicely painted. Should we hire an artist to come in and paint it?
It's a sheetrock wall. Most walls in the house are plaster. This is sheetrock.
That's good. That's good. That's some good stuff.
It's modern.
Very modern.
There's a reason they invented it. Do you know why walls are rounded at the top and brownstones?
No. Why?
Why corners are rounded?
Why?
Because it's easier to make a rounded corner with plaster than it is to make a right angle.
Really?
Really? You did not know that, did you?
I didn't know that.
All right. Do you ever look at a? Does anyone around here with us, maybe you, not... seeing an old house, you see this like the ceiling roses on the ceiling, in the middle of the ceiling?
Yeah, like the tin roses.
Well, but they're in the middle, the ones that are in the middle of the room.
Sure, yeah.
Do you know why they exist?
No, why?
Because... I have to hit something.
I like this. I like this much better than the table.
That's right. So because they used to have gas lights.
Okay.
And the gas would have little light... suit that would go up, and if you didn't have that, you'd have a round suit of where the
like suit, like SOOT.
Not something you wear.
Yeah, that's why I was like, what?
Exactly. What are you talking about? So when you have that design on the ceiling, mm-hmm. it makes it, it doesn't show as much.
Oh, interesting.
So
because the suit will catch in the ridges.
Exactly, it becomes part of the design.
That's fascinating.
All these interesting things.
That's genuinely very fascinating.
That's the reason for
it. I wish I had any cool architectural
element.
Like any sort of like cool trivia about architecture. Oh, I don't have any.
I have lots. We talked about plaster.
Uh-huh.
Plaster has different layers.
Uh-huh.
And also, like the first brownstone I worked on in an apartment, I went out and bought some nice 2x4s to fill like a hole in, and it didn't work. Because
it was plaster?
No, because it was a plaster wall, and the 2x4s, which were really 2 inches by 4 inches back then, which they are now, mm-hmm. they would be a little crooked because it didn't matter because the plaster would smooth it.
Oh, interesting. And so if you replace 2x4s and you had to put them back all janky-like.
You had to do things like that. And then we did one house that was really crooked. The ceiling was really crooked.
All right.
Everything was crooked.
When was this?
Oh, where are we? Probably the late 90s. You know,
okay.
Early 2000s.
In Brooklyn, I would imagine?
Early 2000s.
Is it a brownstone if it's in a different borough? Like Manhattan has brownstones.
Well, the brownstone is a constant. It really means row house because a lot of brownstones are limestones.
Mm.
Brownstone. What? Is this interesting?
I mean, look, I'm happy with it. I'm enjoying it.
I could talk about this forever. So brownstone was actually a cheap, soft stone.
Okay, so that's why there's so many of them that are brownstones, even if they're not technically.
And then what happened over the years, though, moisture would get in, and you basically get a pothole on the wall,
okay.
And it would fall off. And so a lot of brownstones would be roundstone, but they just put tinted cement on top.
Oh, interesting. So you just like slap more concrete on the outside.
Well, you just chip off the old stuff that was loose, and you put this on, like plastered over, and smooth it out.
I built a tower in the woods once with trees I cut down. This is true.
Oh, this is Alabama.
Yeah, I was an outdoor survival expert for a time.
I thought we were talking about L.A.
Yeah. I mean, look, you got all kinds of room in L.A. No. I haven't built much. I fantasize about having a garage so I can learn how to work on cars.
Okay.
Because I can kind of figure it out.
Well, this is New York City. We don't worry about cars so much.
I know. But, like, if I won the Powerball.
We have that, yes.
Yeah, if I won the Powerball, I'm very much looking forward to, A, not working anymore.
Oh, please.
No, not going to work anymore.
Well, you do your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Me and you, we'd be doing it every day.
That's not working.
What?
I know. I'm not working, really. I do stuff.
We do stuff.
Yeah.
No, it would be different. But a dream of mine is to have a garage that I can have a toolbox and have a full set and just be able to get an old car and work on it and make it nice and take the parts out nice and slow and take my time.
There's this guy up the block who has 30 cars that he's got over the years, all these classic cars.
Oh, that's the dream.
And
do you have a dream car?
Cars are not important to me.
You're not a car guy.
No. We buy a car at Silver. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to wash it.
That's funny.
So, you know, the thing, everyone always worried about keeping their car clean. Just get a car that does not look bad with dirt on it.
I like cleaning my car.
That's fine. But if you want to drive yourself crazy, get yourself a nice red shiny car. Stays that way for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you got to wash it every day.
Sure.
And that's not a fun thing to do, you know.
But if you don't enjoy it.
If you get a silver car that's not shiny, it doesn't show the dirt.
That's true.
That's what we have. So I buy silver cars. I buy silver CRVs. I've owned two.
You don't have a dream car. Do you have some sort of possession that's a dream possession that you've always wanted? Have you ever wanted a boat? Would you like a boat?
I used to share my neighbor's boat.
Okay.
No.
So you're not into boats. What about
Those are nice.
You don't like motorcycles, I would imagine.
No, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
It's a little donor cycle in my view.
My wife, when we started dating, she was like, never. You can't have a motorcycle. That's the one thing. And I was like, it's crazy because I was still drinking every night. She's like, that's fine. But don't own a motorcycle.
Well, but you'd die if you were drinking.
Sure. I mean, no, I don't drink anymore. Oh, here's a funny thing that happened this week. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
It's funny. It's funny. Trust me. As you know. Well, go on. Warm up the laugh. Yeah, warm it up. Okay, that's obviously... That was very Joker-esque, honestly. It was kind of scary. You'd make a good Joker.
Well, I'll try that on Halloween.
Ooh. Jokers?
You should join me for Halloween giving out candy.
I might do my Dracula show for Halloween. I do a stand-up show where I do stand-up comedy dressed as Dracula.
You should just come out front and park slow.
We'll see.
It's so much fun because I sit there out front, very low tech. I have a big bowl of candy, big metal bowl of candy, and I say things like, I wear my Freddy Krueger mask.
Ooh.
And I sit in a chair.
Oh, man, I got distracted. Wait, can I go back to my story?
Let me finish my story.
Okay, let me finish my story.
No, I'm almost done with my story.
All right, fine, you finish
And then
story.
I say, come and take some candy if you dare.
Is that your Freddy Krueger voice?
It's just Freddy Krueger mask. I didn't realize it was Freddy Krueger at first.
What's your Freddy Krueger voice?
I say, take a candy if you dare.
That's not what Freddy Krueger sounds
like. It doesn't matter.
It's not what Freddy Krueger sounds like.
It doesn't matter.
The kids are going to see you dressed up as Freddy Krueger. They expect you to sound like
Freddy Krueger. They don't know who Freddy Krueger is. He's an old character. It doesn't matter.
He's not that old.
He's scary. It's a scary face.
It's a scary burnt up face.
They put their hand in the bowl to take the candy.
Yeah.
And I go, shake the bowl. And they all jump every time.
Wow. It's because you look scary.
No, because they shake the bowl.
Because you look scary. Because
one
looked
year
like
I was
Freddy
doing
Krueger.
This, and no one on the block realized it would work. And they all then started shaking the balls and realized that everyone got scared. I've had kids come up to me the next years later, last year, say, "You've scared me my whole life." I said, "It's your problem. You got some issues there, huh?"
You know, we didn't give away candy in the trailer park. Not a lot of people go to the trailer park to get candy. Believe it or not,
you go to the rich people's place.
You go to the rich people's place, but every year, and it's like so sad to think about. But every year, my dad was like, "I got to make sure I have candy."
No one showed up?
And no one showed up every year. And then we would just eat a bag of Halloween candy every year.
That's so sad.
It is sad. But, you know, I'm a big fan of Halloween. The first time I came to Brooklyn was on a Halloween. But let me finish my other story. Are you ready? So, as you know, I don't drink. I haven't drank in 5 years. Okay. Over 5 years at this point. So,
did they give you a 5-year pin?
Yeah, I have it somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, this week in my job, I helped out one of my coworkers, right? And I'm relatively new at this job. Not a lot of people know me. So I did him a favor. And then the next day he comes up to me. He's like, hey, man, I just want to say thank you. And he hands me a bottle of wine.
Oh.
And he puts it, it's like in an Amazon Prime bag. So I pull it out. I was like, oh, thanks, man. I'm sober, though. And I said it like very politely. I was like, oh, thank you. This is a very kind thought. But I'm sober. And the look on his face, he looked as if he had given like a loaded gun to a toddler. Like, he was like, oh no. And I was like, no, it's okay, man. Like, I'm not going to drink this. Like, you can have it back. But it was like, and I wouldn't do this because it would obviously ruin my life. But it is funny that I feel like his first thought was like, oh no, I've ruined this man's life. He's going to throw it all away because of this shitty $20 bottle of wine that I bought him. But it was such a funny look on his face. It was such a funny look on his face.
So what did he give you instead?
Nothing. Wow. He gave me this funny anecdote about somebody giving me a bottle of booze.
Okay.
Which I think is pretty funny. Maybe it's not.
My father was an accountant.
Your father-in-law was an accountant?
My father.
Your father?
My father was an accountant.
And people gave him alcohol all the time?
Yeah, gave this one of his clients gave him two bottles of scotch. But he didn't drink the scotch, so I don't know whatever happened to it. I guess we built them up after a while. Mm. He probably gave them away.
I think it's time for the recurring segment.
Of?
Marty's Bodega Snack of the Week. Every week, we send Ryan to go get a weird bodega snack.
All right.
For Marty to try.
All right, so I'll sit down for this part.
Not on the painting.
I'll be right here.
I actually like Ryan on camera.
On my knees. All right, so last week we did Takis.
Don't say it.
We did Takis. So now I got the blue Takis.
Blue Takis. Because
I don't think anyone here has tried them.
I haven't tried blue Takis.
All right, and then I don't know if Marty's ever had a New York staple.
Ooh.
Have you ever had an Arizona iced tea?
I hate iced tea.
Oh man. No, Arizona iced tea.
And you're going to hate this. And then, unrelated, Dean asked for tomato juice.
I asked for tomato juice. Right. I love tomato juice.
I got gushers. All right.
All right, you ready to try blue Takis?
And I did bring a glass because I want to try some of that, but Marty's got to open it. It's part of the experience.
You got to crack it open.
Did you shake it?
No, it's
not carbonated. It's not
carbonated, but you don't shake it. All right, Marty.
I don't do blue food.
Marty, try the Takis.
It says extreme.
It's extreme. Oh my god. All right, first impression, don't think. Just tell us what you think of the Takis.
Spicy?
Mm-hmm. What else? Give me more.
Hot.
It's very hot?
Does it taste blue?
What's the blue flavor taste like? Does it taste like blueberry, blue Kool-Aid?
I prefer the ices that we give out as the blue.
The Takis are ruining your voice.
Quick, have some Arizona.
Here, there's only one thing that can save you. Arizona iced tea.
I'm supposed to open it.
Okay, you open it. Yeah, let me get the Takis.
Yeah, I want to try those things. The blue one.
All right.
Blue
heat. See, they made a sissy noise. So, I have the glass. I'll take the glass.
Right. Well, I've actually never seen what Arizona iced tea looks like in a glass. I just drink it straight out of the can.
We're working on a show, and I have to make something like coffee. Mm. So I went out. I had to shop around and find food dye. Mm. And when I put the food dye in the water, just to make sure it worked, it looks just like that.
You should just use this.
I don't know. That's not bad.
That's Arizona iced tea.
Hmm. With lemon flavor.
Lemon flavor. It's 100% natural lemon flavor. Not from lemons, but it's 100% natural. So, Marty, blue heat Takis and Arizona with lemon flavor. What do we think? Give me a out of 10. What do we think?
Let's see here. Ingredients. Premium brewed black tea using filtered water, high fructose corn syrup. I thought our president only wanted sugar now. Okay. And it says nothing on the term. There's nothing here that sounds like, citric acid, no. Natural flavor.
Oh, it's got natural flavor.
We just want grow natural flavor.
All right, now let's make a good little hold the Takis in one hand and then the Arizona in the other hand.
Mm. Well, I like the Arizona. That was good.
You like the Arizona. The Takis, better or worse than the last Takis you tried?
The Takis are just bad.
The Takis are just bad.
Right. Would you like the Takis?
I'll have a couple more. I kind of like them.
I don't mind it.
All right. Well, now my teeth are going to be blue.
Your teeth are going to be blue, but the Arizona is going to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm. Tomato juice. Ugh.
You don't like tomato juice? Well, it's vegetable juice.
Awful. Mm. All right. So where were we? I was telling a story, wasn't I? Or did I finish my story?
I think you finished your story. And I finished my story. We're at an impasse. How was the boathouse this week?
Oh, it was fine. We were there yesterday.
Yeah. What happened?
On Saturday. People got on the boats.
This is the first time I'm ever digging for a boathouse story, and you're giving me nothing.
No, I have a concept I want to work on. I've got to do this now. Is people always want to go on two-person boats, and we only don't allow two adults on a two-person boat. Mm-hmm. These couples are always like, I want to go on a boat with my girlfriend or my boyfriend or whatever it is. And they're like, no. Yeah. In fact, I walk up the ramp, and the people, can we? No. Because I know exactly what they're going to ask me. They've been thinking about it. They find the guy that's going to load them, and they're going to say, can I have a double boat? No. We only allow children and people with disabilities because we find that adults tend to flip the boats.
Yes.
And then I give a whole story about that. People say, that they want to... Oh, okay. So way back in the day, we used to give out double boats to people who asked for them. And so then we call them relationship tests. Because what happens...
We've done this bit on this show before.
We have done this? Oh, okay.
And I don't mean to cut you off.
But all our long-term viewers,
but for the Mart heads out there, they know this bit already.
All right. So regardless of that issue, my new bit's going to be, I decided that since couples always seem to want to go on double boats, all right, first of all, put the phone down.
I'm sorry, my wife is texting.
I don't care. We're doing a podcast.
I got to make sure my wife is okay.
You don't. You're on a video. Shut up! Put down.
Hold on.
On the ground.
Hold on.
Here, call your wife and tell her. Here, call.
Let me FaceTime my son real quick.
Fine. Okay. All right. You want to talk?
Hold on. Let's give it a good out here. Ready? Hey, Judah. You waking up? Did he just have his nap?
Please tell me you already recorded.
We're in the middle of recording.
We're in the middle of recording right this very second. We're back. We're back. Oh, so... So when we used to do the double boats, did I tell you about the time the guy...
We've done double boats. Yeah, a guy was in a... He brought his girlfriend and...
Well, I'm running out of stories.
You're running out of stories.
So my new idea, though, is...
Mm. Is you're going to bring a bunch of plastic rings.
Did I already talk about that?
Yes, you did. Does this feel... I don't want to bum you out, but we have talked about the plastic rings and you're going to hand out plastic rings.
I told you I didn't want to be me today.
I'm not trying to
be. He wouldn't let me be who I wanted to be.
Wait, who did you want to be?
Oh, I hear the door.
The door? Wait, I got it. Do you want to go get the door?
I think it works better.
All right.
I'm going to get the door. Oops. Look, there's a phone on the ground. Smash. Okay.
So, yeah, Ryan. And then I tell the guy. Hey, how's it going? It's good to see you. Tony. All right.
You're still sweating.
I'm very sweaty.
Why are you sweating, man?
Well, I took a bike here, Marty. Here, Tony. I'm sorry. Let's take it one more time.
Okay. All right. So.
I think you can roll with that. I know they look alike. I'm
sorry.
You took a bike, yeah?
And I took a city bike. I rode a bike. Tony Burbank.
But you rode an electric bike, huh?
I did.
And you're still sweating.
Yeah.
Maybe you should get in better shape.
All right.
Let the whole the electric bike. You don't do anything. You just move your feet and stuff like that.
I'm in too good of a mood. And you're trying to take me down. Doesn't matter. It's not going to work. Tony, I love you, buddy. How are you? I haven't seen you all week.
Hey, you know, I miss you. It's okay.
What'd you do?
No, I'm working on a plan.
You know, I'm a plan. Okay.
You know, I'm working, you know, I used to have my comedy club here in New York way back in the day. In the 80s, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Tony Burbank's Comedy Hole.
I think we had
Tony Burbank's Comedy Hole is canonically what it was called.
They may have called
Tony Burbank's Comedy Hole?
No, I don't think they like that name.
Okay, what was it called then?
I don't know, Tony Burbank's, whatever, it doesn't matter. Okay, well, I'm worried about what it was. It's, well, you know, people had a reputation.
Yeah, I remember.
And people know, you know, when you were in Alabama, you weren't even born when I started.
Yeah, but everybody's heard about Tony Burbank's Comedy Hole in Brooklyn, New York.
Exactly,
yeah. The famous comedy club that was specifically called the Comedy Hole.
Well, I don't think it was that, but I guess...
I'm pretty sure it was,
I
Tony.
Guess that's what it was, huh? Okay. So it's the Comedy Hole. All right.
Yeah,
so.
Tony Burbank's Comedy Hole.
All right. So we're gonna move back. We're gonna open it up again.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
You can't bring back the hole.
Yeah, we're gonna bring back the hole.
You're gonna bring back Tony Burbank's Comedy Hole?
Yeah, absolutely. It's gonna
with
be
with such acts like Greg Schreberbers?
And we're gonna all the famous people. I'm gonna take out all my pictures of me and the famous people.
Yeah, yeah. Name three of the greatest comedy acts from the Comedy Hole.
Oh, Comedy Hole. It was like the funny people.
The funny people, yeah, that's yeah. Right, yeah.
The funny people.
I remember that act. They did all of their stand-up material in sync, six people in a row.
Exactly. They were very funny.
Yeah.
And then there were the not-so-funny people.
The not-so-funny people.
And then we kicked those out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were right by the water, so we threw them in the water.
We threw them in the water. Yeah,
they
wow. Got,
and they swam, or they didn't swim, we didn't care. They weren't very good.
There's such a mystery about why your club closed in the first place. Everybody loved it.
You know,
so what happened?
I got bored.
You got bored?
I got bored. You know, I got tired of being funny. You know, I'm a really funny guy.
You're very funny. Everybody loves you.
Yeah, I'm Tony Burbank. Come on. Yeah. You know, I'm a funny guy.
You're a funny guy.
Yeah, and so, you know, I did my thing, and then it didn't work out so well, you know. People got bored, you know. And so we're going to open it again. And all the old customers are going to come back, at least the ones that are still alive.
Yeah.
And the other ones, we'll get some new customers, you know. Even the ones that are dead, we'll bring them up, you know. Yeah. We'll take them out of Greenwood.
Tony Burbank's Comedy Hole. Coming absolutely. Back. When is it opening?
Probably in a couple of weeks.
Whoa.
We're going to see. We have a place. We're going to put you out front because it's going to be hard to find. You'll be like, hey, what is your comedy club? Yeah. Maybe, you know, and then you hand out little cards.
Yeah.
And we'll give them a discount entrance fee, you know.
Oh.
And we'll tell them how to get
there. We're talking
them.
A little... Kashish.
Yeah, you know.
A little moolah.
Kashish. It sounds something illegal. I don't know. But it's okay. So we're going to do this, and we'll have a comedy. It may move around from place to place.
A little greenback.
It may move back from place to place because we're going to find a place to go.
That way the IRS can't find us.
No, it's more like someone to let us in, or wherever I can get the keys. Wherever we can climb in. So, you know, we'll climb in. We'll have comedians. We'll have comedians. You know, it'll be cool, you know. We'll even have some funny people,
oh.
You know, and that's what we're going to do, you know, and we'll open up soon. I'm moving back from L.A., you know, my agent business we're going to put aside, you know, we're going to get an intern to take care of it. You know, these interns are great. You can tell them they're going to get work and experience. And
you don't got to pay them.
You don't have to pay them nothing. You pay them
nothing.
You
don't got to pay them.
Nothing.
You don't have to pay them. It's a predatory business.
It's a wonderful thing to do.
You take advantage of these kids who have dreams.
Yeah, and just smash them in the ground.
Just smash them. Destroy their hopes and don't give them any money.
Exactly. They don't need it. They'll figure it out themselves.
They'll figure it out like we all did.
Yeah, back in the day, you know?
Back in the day. Back in the comedy hole. The hole is what they used to call
that
it.
That we're going
to
call it, huh?
That's what we're going to call it. Right. Tony Burbank's Comedy Hole.
We were discussing this before what the name was. We kind of forgot. And apparently, Dean came up with a name without telling me. So
that's what it was.
If it's the hole, I can't wait to get back in your hole, man.
Everybody's excited to get back in the hole.
All right. The hole.
The hole.
Your hole.
Your hole specifically. Tony's hole. Coming soon.
Head first dive.
No? You don't like it?
I think it's a little racy there.
It's a little racy?
Yeah.
That's actually the name of an actual club in L.A.
Tony's Hole?
Sal's Comedy Hole, yeah.
Okay.
That was a real place.
I have a hole. Marty has a hole in his front yard, but rats dig it out.
In the hole.
Yeah.
The rat hole.
Yeah, he fills the hole every night, and then the rats dig out.
The rats dig it out every
Yeah,
time.
Dig out. And we haven't figured out a way to stop
Tony, them. I love you, buddy. It's so good to see you.
We should put concrete down.
You should. Are you excited about opening up the Comedy Hole?
I think the Comedy Hole is going to be great. It's going to be a wonderful thing. We're going to get some really good comedians. You know, whether we find them on the subway and just give them showers, or we find them on the street, or we go to the we'll go to open mics, and mm-hmm. we're going to go there, and we're going to see the ones that are funny.
Yeah.
Because if you can be funny at open mic, hey.
Hey.
You're good. But it's hard to find people that are funny at an open mic, you know? I don't know. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think that's a great idea.
We'll sit out front and we'll give them cards.
I want to know more about you, Tony. I want to know more about your childhood. I want to know about what how you feel about things. Were you there when the Berlin Wall fell? What was that like?
It was messy. You know, it knocked down, then the insurance claims. Yeah. I mean, with the wall was supposed to last, and it fell right down. It
fell right down.
And then people were suing right and left for the wall coming down.
Oh, my God.
It was a mess. It was dusty.
It was a dust.
Mess. Such a mess, you know? Berlin was, like, no longer cut in half, you know? They liked being cut in half. Yeah,
they liked it.
Yeah, they did like it. Yeah. All right. So that was the Berlin Wall. It wasn't the greatest thing in the world.
It wasn't the greatest thing.
No.
What was the greatest thing in the world?
The greatest thing in the world was Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. What flavor Kool-Aid?
Purple.
Purple. What flavor is that? That's grape.
It's
Tony, purple. Have you tried Takis before?
They're awful.
You don't want some?
No Takis. No more Takis. If our producer can't get Takis, he's not getting paid. That's all.
Right, fine. No more Takis.
No more Takis. More imagine. Oh, he's not even here. Okay. He's going to hear this later when he listens. Our producer walks out of the room. I don't know what he does.
He gives us space. Tony.
All right.
So I don't know. I think maybe we're going to wrap it up here soon.
What? I'm boring for you.
No, you're not boring. It's just, you know, we're out of time.
Why are we out of time? You took a telephone call during the last part of the podcast.
I know. I don't know how you knew that, because you weren't in the room. But
I know everything. Because I was watching the feed from the...
Watching the live feed.
The live feed.
You were in the control room.
In the control room. Yeah. That was nice. The live feed in the control room.
You ever work with Johnny Carson?
Johnny? Nah, he's like old.
You never worked with Johnny Carson?
Why would I work with people like that? He doesn't need people like that. I get the people I get the people near the people, you know. They're more loyal, you know.
Yeah, like Ronnie Carson.
Joe, actually.
Joe Carson?
Joe and Josephine. They were much nicer.
Joe and Josephine Carson.
Yes, those were brother and sister, you know. And
their names were Joe and Joseph and Josephine.
Yes.
And Jonathan.
Yes.
Were the Carson...
No, it was Johnny. There was no Josephine. No Jonathan.
His Johnny Carson's name wasn't Jonathan?
It was always Johnny. Come on, you know, hey, that's the way it is.
Yeah, but it's got to be short for Jonathan.
No, just Johnny.
You can't name your child Johnny.
Why not?
It's like if you named your kid Ricky. Like, you can't name your kid Ricky. You can name him Richard, and he can go by Ricky.
You can call him whatever you want. You want to call him the John? That's not like that's a good thing.
The John Carson?
Yeah, that wouldn't be very funny.
That wouldn't be, I mean, it depends on John. It would be funny for me. Funny for me if I met somebody called the John.
Or John. It's just boring. You know, hey, the John, you know. It's like the Fonz, you know.
Hey.
It's okay, you know.
I think we're going to wrap up.
Well, we're going to wrap it up.
Do you have any final thoughts?
I don't know. We're going to wrap it up in wrapping paper. You know,
yeah, we're going to wrap it up in wrapping paper.
We're going to blue paper, red paper, or green paper, or just like paper?
Just paper.
Well, maybe we use some Fresh Direct bags.
Hey,
it's pretty useful.
Fresh Direct.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Thanks, Fresh Direct.
All these product placements, you know. It's like we already got to make money on them, you know.
Hey, did you see Marty on your way in here?
No.
Okay.
Marty is not going to be around for a while. Don't worry about it.
What?
Don't worry about
it. What did you do to Marty?
I didn't do anything. You know, I have some friends. They take care of things for me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He might be back. He might not be. Maybe I'll stand in for him for next week, too. You know?
All right.
And the week after. But I may have to change my clothes in the middle of the podcast. Okay, now...
All right. Well, Tony, say goodbye to the audience.
Bye, audience. Hey!
Thanks for watching, everybody.
Later.